This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Did You Conspiracy That? With your host, James Walker. Together, we will explore the past, present, and jump to the future to take a look at some prominent events, ideas, and the conspiracy theories that come with them. Thank you all for joining me. Now let's dive on in. Hello, loyal podcast listeners, and welcome back to, oh my goodness, what is it, already week 7 of Did You Conspiracy That? The time has just been flying. I can't even explain it. We have the holidays coming up here in the next 2 months, and then the semester, the year is almost over. Gosh, where did the time go? I feel like we just skipped 2021 almost. Oh boy, do I need to start getting my life together before next year though. Goodness. Anyway, I just wanted to start off by saying thank you to everyone who is listening right now and everyone who has listened to any of my previous podcasts. Truthfully, my listeners are the reason that I continue to do this. I'm really having fun. It's really going well. Yeah. I hope everyone will continue to enjoy the last few episodes as much as I have enjoyed creating them this semester. Last week we had a guest speaker, which took away my opportunity to ask one of my friends or family what their favorite conspiracy theory was. So this week I decided I would ask multiple people to make up for the missed opportunity. The first person that I asked was actually one of my best friends from back home in Colorado. His name is Mark. I'm actually really glad that I asked him because he told me his favorite conspiracy theory was actually what we talked about last week. To basically sum everything up that he told me, more or less, he believes in aliens. The main reason being, he does not believe there is any logical way for us to exist in the universe alone, by ourselves. There's too much out there and too much unknown for us to be here by ourselves. One of the things he told me that I had actually never heard before was that he had even thought to have seen aliens before. The second person that I decided to ask this week was my sister. I guess I was kind of just on a hot streak because my sister told me her favorite conspiracy theory was also that she believed in aliens. She said something very similar to Mark in the idea that she doesn't think that it's possible for us to be the only beings in the universe. The thing that she added that was different was she also said that even though she doesn't think we could be the only things in the universe, it just sounds crazy and fake all at the same time that aliens are real. The last thing she added was also the idea that what we think aliens are or what they look like could be completely wrong. I think she means aliens could look like humans or animals or really anything, and we would have no idea. Now for this week's show, I wanted to do something that was completely different than everything I had done in the past. I guess I really like mixing it up and trying new things for this podcast. So for this week's show, rather than doing one event or a few events, I'm going to do a list of my favorite conspiracy theories, giving a brief overview of the events and the conspiracies. I felt as if through all of these episodes, I have found many other people's favorite conspiracy theories or read about many conspiracies online that people have created that I haven't talked about all these conspiracies that I enjoy. Some of these conspiracies I have already discussed in my show, but I still feel as if I may not have added enough of my own personal opinion or told my audience how I feel about them. So, this week, I'm going to give myself that opportunity. Just so no one gets bored if I have already discussed the conspiracy before on my show, I will spare the details of the event and just go into my personal opinions and kind of what I think is true or false. If I do miss something or skip over something that you may not have heard me talk about before and you may want to know more about, then you can for sure go listen to my other podcasts. I will, however, say this moving forward, a lot of my ideas of conspiracy theories since me beginning the show has changed, and only because of all the research I've been doing. I can say if anything has changed, I think I believe in more conspiracies now than I did, than I do less, if that makes sense. I don't really know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because I know a lot of these conspiracies tend to be on the rather bad side, but let's go ahead and jump on in with my favorite conspiracy theory. My favorite conspiracy theory is actually one that I have never discussed before on my show. For anyone who knows me personally, you'd know that I am a very avid Disney fan. To the extent of having the word Ohana from Lilo and Stitch tattooed on my arm. Well, people have long discussed the conspiracy that Walt Disney used cryogenics technology to freeze himself when he died, even though the Disney family refutes the claim. I think that this is my favorite conspiracy for one of a couple reasons. The first being, Walt Disney was an incredible man, and I think that the idea of him being frozen is just plain cool. Second, after Han Solo was frozen in carbonite in The Empire Strikes Back, I think it is debatably the most badass thing in the world to say Walt Disney and Han Solo are basically the same person. Third and last, I really believe that this one could be true. We've heard about this kind of technology and seen it in movies for so many years. What is saying that something like that hasn't really been created? I guess the possibility of the cool sci-fi theme is what really does it for me. However, a new theory is that Walt Disney Company created Frozen the movie as a way to hack Google's search algorithm and distract consumers from information about the late Walt Disney's possible frozen procedure. So not only do we have a conspiracy that people think that Walt Disney was frozen when he died, but on top of that, people think that they are going out of their way to hide all this information about it. That, to me, all mixes together into the perfect and best conspiracy. The next conspiracy theory I have always loved are those revolving around the Denver International Airport. Being born and raised in Colorado, it is so exciting that the very airport that I use for nearly 100% of my travel to and from home has so many conspiracies. Because it is not just one and there are actually quite a few, I thought I would also share a few of them that I think are my favorite. First, there's a large blue statue of a horse on the left-hand side of the highway as you are pulling into the airport. Referred to as Blucifer, the real name is Mustang, is believed to be cursed due to it falling on the artist Luis Jimenez in 2006. This occurred 2 years before it was installed at the Denver International Airport. I mean, the horse really might be cursed. If you ever get the chance to see it, it is actually really quite scary looking. It is a really big blue horse and has these glowing red eyes and a really, really angry face that I didn't even know is really possible for a horse to look this angry, but it really does. There's really nothing telling me that it's not cursed, you know what I mean? The second DIA conspiracy is kind of confusing, but I will explain why. Originally, when the airport was built, people thought that there was a secret tunnel system built underneath it. Well, this turned out to be true, and there is even a presidential bunker down there. Once people learned that there were indeed tunnels, they started creating tons of conspiracies about what could be going on down there. Some people think the airport tunnels are connected to the Cheyenne Mountain, the home of NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, thus creating a 120-mile escape route to survival bunkers. Although I have heard some far more absurd ones. My favorite one being a conspiracy that my friend created that he swears to this day is true. But he thinks that there is an underground system of assassins that live and run from underneath the airport. Yes, he is a full-grown adult and truly believes in this. And I truly have no choice but to fully support him on it too. The last conspiracy I really enjoy that I've heard many times before is that DIA is the Illuminati headquarters. The Illuminati are an entirely different conspiracy rabbit hole that we are not ever going to go down, except when it comes to the Denver International Airport. Many Illuminati believers are convinced that it's the secret group's headquarters. The airport has embraced the rumors by poking fun at it, but that doesn't stop absolutely anyone from believing the secret tunnels and lizard lairs lurk beneath the building. The last thing that I also wanted to add onto this was that my dad has actually been down in the tunnels beneath the airport, so I do actually have proof that they exist, and I do know that they are down there. The next conspiracy on my favorites list is also another chain of theories. This being that I think that creatures like Bigfoot, Yetis, and the Loch Ness Monster are real. Now, first, let me explain myself a little bit before you start calling me crazy. My main reason being for saying this is I really enjoy believing in things that are completely unknown. There's really no way of saying that these creatures do not exist. I know there is little to no evidence saying that they do exist, but that is what makes them exciting to me. That clash in your head when you realize that just because nothing has been proven to be true doesn't mean that it's not true. Another reason that I like to believe that is it is possible for these creatures to exist is because there are things that exist now that are far more crazier or more absurd than a Bigfoot or a Yeti walking around. It is kind of the same idea that many people have with aliens, I guess, with the endless number of creatures that have been on the Earth before and the amount of creatures that are on the Earth now, it just seems unreasonable to think that those things wouldn't exist. I mean, come on, if there was once dinosaurs walking around the same place as we walk around today, there has to be some monsters lurking around the world somewhere. The next conspiracy on the list is rather a quick one, but I have been waiting to do an episode where I was going to go over some of my favorites, because it was just one that I found in my many weeks of research, and I've just been waiting to share with everyone. The conspiracy theories that I found said that Amelia Earhart was eaten by crabs. Amelia Earhart has been forever a mystery ever since her aircraft disappeared in 1937. While it's widely believed she ran out of fuel and crashed some random place in the ocean, some people think that she landed on a deserted island by mistake and was eventually eaten by the 3-foot-long coconut crabs that inhabited the shores. First off, if this is true, just wow. I mean, truly, what are the odds? Second, I think besides the obvious reasons of 3-foot-long man-eating crabs just being awesome within itself, I think the reason that I like this conspiracy so much is because it is similar to the last one. We have absolutely no idea what happened to Amelia Earhart. There's never been a single thing proving where she went or what happened to her. Which means if I told you that she landed on an island and was eaten by giant crabs, you can't really tell me that it's not possible. And I simply love that. And I just love everything about that one. Before I end today's show, I just wanted to say one quick final thing. Don't ever let anyone make fun of you or pick on you for something that you believe in. I promise you that every single one of us believes in something that someone else might think is crazy or weird or whatever it is. But truthfully, that's what makes all of us unique. Thanks, everyone.
This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other student podcasts at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you all for listening to another episode of Did You Conspiracy That? Remember to keep your eyes open to what is fact and what is fiction.